This book is brought to you by Mixie Fawn Books.
Chapter 1. A Broken Promise. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 34, verse 18. Who am I? How do I even begin to answer that question? In all honesty, I don't know who I am. I'm still finding out. I've stopped being shocked at what I'm capable of and decided that I'm going to be true to my real self, and whoever can't deal with it, that's their issue and not mine. But you're probably asking about my name and my career. Basically, my bio and my background, right? Well, my name is Promise or Missy, depending on my mood. My native name is Tejumola Olamison. I'm the second of three children to my parents, Kayode and Bukola Odedino. I'm 29 years young. I have an elder brother, Toyin, and a younger sister, Kemi. I'm married to Okpeniyi Olamison. We've been married a little over a year now. No kids. He's a businessman and I'm, well, a homemaker. I wouldn't say housewife. I just don't think that title suits me. When I met my husband, I was what some might call a runs girl. I had a string of guys I was sleeping with who looked after my various wants and needs. I wasn't into commitment or anything like that. Relationships for me were about what you can give and what you're getting in return. I gave them what they wanted and I got what I wanted, no big deal. Okpe was different. He was probably the only guy in my life that didn't try to get into my pants. You see, my lifestyle was no secret. I wore it like a badge of honor. And the judgment and abuses I got from other women and even some men spurred me on. Anytime I feel like someone is trying to contain or control me, I just have to show them that I won't fit and I won't be molded. But even knowing what I do, Okpe was still a friend to me. He never judged me or tried to save my soul. He just was him and I was me. And I found that I could talk to him about every and anything. And I actually started to fancy him. You know the way you like somebody because they're so mysterious or unattainable? That was the way it was for me. His lack of pursuit made me want him in a way I didn't want the others. So I fell in love with my best friend, which was what he came to be. It was a secret love and I couldn't even tell him because he knew how, broken I am. And even though I didn't know whether or not I was capable of giving him more than my body and more than my heart and give him the commitment every worthy man needs, I still fantasized about us. I longed to tell him how I felt, but I never did. I just buried my feelings the way I always did. But eventually, something happened that brought us closer together. He lost his mother to cancer 2 years ago, and it was a really hard time for him because they were really close. After the funeral, I stayed over to help out and console him, and in his moment of pain, through his tears, he leaned in and kissed me. I had been desperate for that kiss. And so when he pulled himself back in shock, about to apologize, I reached for him again and kissed him with all my passion. It was quite intense. That was when we knew we had something between us. That day, we only shared a kiss. Knowing what I was used to, I didn't want to devalue what we had by having sex with him. I wanted our first time to be special. And I knew he did too. However, we talked and he told me that he had loved me ever since we first met back when I was in university and he was doing his MBA. He said he had been too afraid that I would break his heart, so he never tried to tell me. I didn't understand it. Like, how or why would he love me? Nobody ever made me feel loved in my life, not even my mother. She had her own issues. And maybe it didn't help that I was the middle child, but yeah, I got the least of her attention. And my dad, well, it turns out he had a whole other life. He fulfilled his financial obligations to us, but he was never there. So when Okpe told me how he loved me and had longed for me, but had been afraid that I would break his heart, I knew right there and then what I had to do. I had to give him everything because I wanted everything from him, not just his money or his body or his heart. I wanted his commitment. And that's how and when I stopped running around and became somebody else for Ope. We actually waited until we were married to have sex. It wasn't for any religious reason, but for the mere fact that our love would be different, untainted by my past. And when I finally gave him my all, it would be as new, as though I had never been with another man. Like a virgin, you know, Madonna's song. But you know something? What is broken is not fixed with wishful thinking. I wasn't a virgin when we made love for the first time. My body declared itself torn, used, and broken. I didn't feel him, I didn't appreciate him. My experience meant that my expectations for that first time were destined to be dashed. And he too knew that I wasn't the virgin he had hoped for. You see, he's not so well endowed, and I'm not so tight anymore. Sexually, we didn't fit. But we didn't know that until we were married. He wasn't so learned sexually, even though he had had a few partners before me. So he didn't really know how to stimulate me and please me in bed. I was able to do for him what I did for the others, but our lovemaking left much to be desired. As you can imagine, it was really hard for us, realizing that we might be a sexually challenged couple for the rest of our lives. Even though we were madly in love, I tried to be faithful. I really did. I tried to be satisfied with what he could offer me, but it wasn't long before my burning needed to be cooled down. One day, I bumped into an old acquaintance, Andrew, at the supermarket. We had had a brief affair back in the day, and I knew he was well endowed and could get the job done. We arranged to meet at a hotel, and he fixed me for a while. It was mad because I cried the whole time while being pleasured by Andy. I hated myself for what I couldn't give up, my fidelity. The guilt ate me up, but if only guilt could stop someone from doing wrong, it couldn't stop me. And the gap between my itching grew shorter and shorter until I had to keep a regular fixer. That's Tony, my neighbor. The hardest and most painful part isn't the cheating. It's the cover-up, the pretending, the hiding, the trust that is broken, the secrets that I keep from him, that eat at the love that I have for him. And you know what? I think he knows. Maybe he even knew about the first time. His eyes have pain in them, a pain I had never seen before. I'm killing him, breaking him as I've been broken, and I can't stop myself. So right now, my marriage is in trouble. I don't think I'm cut out for this thing, even though it's what I want. I want to be happy so badly. My husband is good to me. He loved me, filth and all. And I know he still loves me. And that's what's killing me. I think we're both waiting for him to stop loving me so that I can be free to go and be my horrible self alone. But I'm scared of that day. I'm scared I won't survive it. I'm scared that when he doesn't love me anymore, I won't want to live. But like a float on a tide rushing to a waterfall, I feel I'm hasting to my destiny. So who am I? I'm the sum of my decisions. I'm the sum of my experiences. I'm the sum of the injustices done to me. I'm a plain sheet that has been stained, torn, burnt, trying to be whole and failing miserably. I came to you because I know that you've had your own experiences of brokenness. Somehow, you've managed to turn your trials into your strength and a gift for helping others. And I just want to know if there's hope for me yet. Should I leave him before I break him irreparably? I know he deserves better and I love him enough to leave him. I don't want to hurt him anymore. Thanks for coming to me and being so honest about what's going on with you. This process is going to be long, depending on how open you are to the truth. You know that I believe in Jesus, and I'm not just any other counselor. The solutions I have for you can only work for you if you also believe in Jesus and do what he asks of you. I know you're not a religious person, so I have to ask you, is this something you're willing and ready to do? Honestly, at this stage, I think I would try anything. but I'm really, really struggling to believe that Jesus is the only way. I can't help but wonder if he is indeed real. Where the hell has he been all this time? Why did he let me get molested at the age of 9? Why did I have to be broken and live with needs that I can't legitimately satisfy? How can I be judged for actions that I wouldn't have made if I had not been abused as a child? I just don't get what sort of solution he could possibly offer me and why I should trust it. So if there's another way, besides having to believe that there is a God and that my suffering was for some kind of divine purpose, then yeah, let me in on it. But I'm sorry, I don't believe in God. What about your husband? Does he believe in God? Strangely, yes. He's not a fanatic churchgoer or evangelist, but I know he believes in God. He prays and reads his Bible. And when we first got married, I used to read and pray with him. Then, we were praying for God to help our sex life. I wonder if he still prays for that. I gave up trying to enjoy sex with him and just concentrate on pleasing him. But he isn't happy because he wants to please me too. I think if he's okay with me being pleased by other men while I please him, we could work it out. It's not ideal, but it's better than covering it up and deceiving him. But then again, the way I feel about him, it would break my heart to pieces if he were to go to another woman to be satisfied sexually. So I guess it's that do unto others what you would have them do to you thing. I guess there's wisdom in the things that Jesus said. He was definitely a wise guy. Can't I just take his advice and not believe that he's God? It's funny you should ask that. Jesus actually challenged us to obey him first, because by obeying him, we get to see for ourselves the wisdom in his word, and the realization of the truth sets us free. He said in the Sermon on the Mount that the one who is wise does what he says, and his house will stand because he has built on a sure foundation. But the foolish who ignores his counsel, maybe because of unbelief, will find their house will sink when troubles come. So I do think you can know who Jesus is, whether or not he is God, by simply obeying him first. And if you're willing, I want to share with you the wisdom I learned from him that set me free. And you can make up your own mind when you've tried his wisdom, whether he is who he says he is or not. Okay, like I said, I'm desperate to change my situation. I'm willing to try Jesus because nothing else has worked. I appreciate your help, and thanks for not judging me. Mixing.